You're welcome. Parsha Truma, opening pasuk, V'yichuli Truma, a lot of ink has been spilled, a lot of drashot about tzedakah by many good rabbanim, shul rabbis, Rashi Yeshiva. So Rav Moshe finds it was no different. As you'll see here on the sheet, there's three just on that pasuk alone. Must be different drushes that he gave in different places. The first two I'm not going to do because I think they're ideas you may have heard, either about making sure that you realize all the money belongs to Hashem, it's not yours, you know, you're just entrusted with it, or about making yourself wanting to give. So very, very, very common ideas about trying to help your nature, because worthwhile to read them, but there was one here that I found particularly interesting. Not an idea you hear every day, so let's read this last column here. So the pasuk says, V'yichuli truma me'et kol ish asher yivenu libo. Take the donation for the Mishkan from everyone who wants to give it. So the people you're taking it from are those who want to give it. So it's either seemingly unnecessary, or it's teaching you that otherwise you would have a havamina that you would force it out of people. I'm going to come, like taxes, I'm going to come collect it for you, from you, whether you want it or not. But the minute we're calling it a donations, you know, sometimes we might refer to donations as being obligatory. That's just a way of people getting people to give them. But otherwise, they're not really donations. So here, it's saying, V'yichuli truma, take the donations from whoever wants to give it. So, tamua v'chim e'ayin yechuim lo me'am min nadvim. From whom would you take it, had it not be from those giving it? So it seems like a superfluous extra language. And don't tell me that it's coming to teach us that it's ein lahotzi b'dayanim, means we can't force them. In other words, hey, you didn't donate, I'm taking you to court, let's sue you, and the judge is going to be like, yes, you're right, the defendant owes tzedakah to the Mishkan. That's not going to happen. We know when it comes to the rules of tzedakah, ein yotzi b'dayanim, ein kofin, we don't force people when it comes to tzedakah. Okay, it may not be muskam l'kuliyama, because the arsug is about forcing people to pay their share for, you know, defense of the city, or to pay for the local soup kitchen, and fine, that's a different story. But here it's about donations to the Mishkan. You're not going to tell me that this is teaching us equally truma made kolisha shir yidven alivo, that you're giving from the people who want to give. That's clear to us. So what is it teaching us? It can't be teaching us that you would have forced it. So rather, it's to teach us that only those who are generous, rakan nedivim, those who wanted to give, they're the ones who are nitztave in the mitzvah to give. Who is commanded to give? Those who want to give. Those who don't want to give, but may give anyway, for whatever reason. It's good to give, they felt, you know, whatever was their motivation. So those people aren't the ones who are commanded to give. So even though that's still considered good, right? We're happy to take your tzedakah, no matter the reason you're giving it. So we're okay with you giving tzedakah no matter what. But you're going to get schar for giving it in such a case as an eino mitzvah v'olosem. We know you get schar, greater schar for being mitzvah v'olosem, mishenu mitzvah v'olosem. You do a mitzvah that you're not commanded to do, it's great. We love it. Keep doing it. The more the better. But when it comes to schar, the reward that you get for mitzvot, you get more reward for mitzvot that you're commanded to do than those that you're not commanded to do. We've discussed before that if you're commanded to do it, so sometimes your yetzahara starts to try to convince you of ways not to do it. It's easier sometimes to do a mitzvah that you're not commanded to do. Okay, that's one of the explanations that exists. Whatever the reason is, you get more schar for mitzvah v'osa rather than from sheinu mitzvah v'osa. So if you decide to give tzedakah and you're not one of these people, asher yidven alivo, you'll get schar. You'll get schar of eino mitzvah v'osa. So Rav Moshe Feinstein makes a comparison. We know there's an interesting Gemara in Menachot that discusses the pasuk of Igita bo yamam v'layla. Who was that pasuk told to? What was that a statement to? Yoshua. Okay? Yoshua was told, don't stop learning yomam v'layla. You should keep learning day and night. So what do you mean? Do you think Yoshua wasn't learning? Well, like, what kind of bracha is this? And Adaraba, we know that that Doeg was punished b'shicha Torah. That was the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because he didn't have that chavivus. But Yeshua, we know he had that chavivus. Yeshua loved learning Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you love learning Torah so much? So let me tell you, don't stop learning Torah day and night. Yeshua was already learning Torah day and night. Yes, we have a Gemara Megillah that one night he stopped and the Malach came to him and he went back to it. But that means that the other nights, what was he doing? He was learning Torah day and night. He was learning Torah each night. So Yeshua was learning. And along comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, oh, you love learning? Learn Torah day and night. So you would have a question. What are we doing here? Commanding him to learn after he's already learning? And the answer is yes. Because what does that do for him? Now he's learning day and night. And he's commanded to learn day and night. So now his learning day and night gets what kind of scar? Scar of a mitzuvavosa rather than a shein mitzuvavosa. This Gemara Menachos has the statement that really one perek a day and one perek a night you're yotze. In fact, technically, we say Rashbi tells us that if you read Shema in the morning and you read Shema at night, really, you're Yotzei Talmud Torah for the day. That's enough. You read psukim from the Torah in the morning. You read some psukim from the Torah. You recited some psukim from the Torah in the morning. Recited some at night. You're technically Yotzei Talmud Torah. So most people, if they then learn anything more, so then, great. But at no point are you now considered a mitzuvavose. You're learning more, it's better. But you'll get scarred for it as an eno mitzuvavose. But if you're the type of person like Yehoshua, that you love learning so much and you want to learn, your limud b'cheshek gadol b'avas haTorah, it's chaviv alav divrei Torah. So you're the type of person that Hashem commands, lo yomosh et sefer haTorah zemipicha bizarcha. It shouldn't stop. Yigita bo yomam v'layla, learn it day and night. And if you're that type of person, now that you're learning all day and now that you're learning at night, so you're the type of person who gets schar mitzuva v'yosa rather than schar she'enu mitzuva v'yosa. So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein learns from this pasuk about tzedakah. The pasuk says, v'yichu li truma me'ed kol ish asher yedvenu libo. Who is the person who's commanded? The person who wants to give. And who is the person who's commanded to learn Torah day and night? The person who wants to learn Torah day and night. So in order to give that person more schar for that which he wants to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him commanded. The person who doesn't want to do that and just happens to learn, so okay, he was yotze with the Shema in the morning and not, and now, yes, we want every drop of Torah, don't get me wrong. So you're learning a little bit extra, it's wonderful. Kolamarbe, wonderful. But you're only going to get schar for that as a she'enu mitzuvavose. And therefore, we want to encourage you, l'chein kol echad yishtada lilmo b'cheshek gadol b'havada Torah v'Hashem yitbarach, v'chein hu b'chol ha-mitzot shelo ne'amar b'em shiur. As we say in the Mishnah every morning, that we say, there's certain mitzot that has no shiur, that there's not a certain amount that you're supposed to do it. You could do it, or maybe there's a minimum amount, as you said, you're supposed to say Shema each day, fine. But there's you can keep doing it. So for such a person, you are commanded to do it. If you're the type of person who wants to do it so much, you're commanded to do it so much. And then for all that you do, you're going to get schar mitzuva v'oseh. So the Moshe Feinstein says, this is our challenge. She'oev ha-mitzvah nitzavu b'yoter. The person who loves the mitzvah is the one who's actually commanded to do it. So our goal is to get ourselves so in love with doing the mitzvah that Hashem will make us one of those people who's commanded to do the mitzvah. And now whenever we do that mitzvah, we get schar mitzuvavose. And then shenu mitzuvavose. So that's true about our wanting to give tzedakah. We shouldn't just give the bare minimum and, oh, we have to, and we're forced to do it. So then if I happen to give $100 instead of giving $50, so what did I get? $50 because I felt I had to. Another $50, I get schar she'enu mitzuvosim. But if I'm the type of person who loves giving tzedakah so much, I realize, like in the first ones that I said, that it's all from Hashem, and Hashem provides, and I want to make it my nature to be a generous person, so I'm going to give so much more, and I make myself that kind of person. So now, I get schar mitzuvosim for all that giving tzedakah. And that's true for the other mitzvot as well, especially true, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, for our Torah learning, that we be zochah to throw ourselves so much into our Torah learning, that we have the cheshek and the chiba to want to learn so much, so that for all our learning, we do it as a mitzvah v'osa. Shkoyach.